Well, it's good that the lads have, you know, been able to recharge the batteries. We've given them a couple of days off. Again, we're thin on the ground this week, you know, for bodies with a few injuries. So we've not been able to do a lot of contact, but a bit of shaping up and, you know, possession. But I think it's benefited the lads who've played a lot of football. There's no doubt about that. And you know, they're raring to go now come Saturday. So you know, that was the one... The one decent thing about going out of the cup, although we hated it, you know, on the night Accrington, we did say it might be a benefit in the long run for a lot of players, because we've picked up a few injuries with players who've been playing, you know, because they've had to play, and you know, another time we might have pulled them out if we had a bigger squad, but you know, we've got to learn, and so it's been good for the players, no doubt, that we've had that break, but we haven't overtrained them.
Injuries, who are we talking about then?
Well, I tell you, today it was nice to have McArdle and Darby joining in with the actual football that we did, which was good. Kilgallen's back, you know, injury free now, so he'll be pushing. Phil Morais came through a session with the physio today and seemed fine, so hopefully he'll be, because he picked up a little strain back end of the game, even though he came on for 5 or 6 minutes, he had a little strain that I think he was feeling just before he went on, but. The lads have got to realise they've got to let us know. Obviously, McMahon's going to be out for 3 to 4 weeks with a grade 2 thigh strain. Big James is probably touch and go for the weekend. But man, there's not many to go through, isn't there? But we're getting there. It's good to, like say, Kilgallen's back in the fold. Darby, McArdle, you know, although, you know, it's still a bit early then to be considered. You know, we might look at Stephen getting part of the game on Tuesday, which will be good, and that'll fit his time scale. And then, you know, the other ones hopefully coming back. Nathan Clark's just still not there yet, but it's all a lot more positive, and we've just got to hopefully get through Saturday with no more injuries.
Those people coming back from injuries, is it a cliche to say that feels like new signings and a feel-good factor around the place?
Well, they're both really good pros. The two lads have been out long-term who we knew were going to be out, you know, and Darby and McArdle, and they do everything spot on, you know, whatever they're asked to do in the gym or in the running, you know, they do it to the maximum. So it was good to them, good for them, and good for us to join in, because they had a bit of quality as well. So yeah, good for everyone that they're getting there, and they'll be almost, you know, available in the coming weeks.
Tony McMahon out, you mentioned Stephen Darby out. So what are you thinking about the right back position for Saturday?
I think we'll maybe just go without one. But no, listen, we've got a couple of options. Obviously, young Danny's played there for the reserves. He's played at left-back for us this season, so he's one of an option. But we've got a couple of little options we might do. We might change the system. But who knows? But we'll have a look at that come Friday.
Also means you need a new captain as well. So what are your thoughts on who you're going to give the armband to?
I'm thinking that people are obsessed with captains. I want 11 captains out there. We will see come Saturday when they walk out who's leading us out, and that will be the captain.
Do you know who it's going to be?
I do.
And you can't tell us anything about who it's going
to be? No, it's not a big deal. No, I mean, we'll tell the players and the lads first. But, you know, when we first came, obviously Stephen Darby with the captain. First game we had, Steve, we give it to Macca, you know, experienced player, the first part. Nathan Clark's had a little go. So, obviously with Darby, McMahon, Nathan Clark injured. You know, we need another one. So we'll draw straws and see who comes out.
You mentioned you had a week off between games. Oldham didn't have a week off. Does that give you an advantage?
It would have given us more advantage if they'd gone to extra time. I was at the game the other night, and I've got to say they were really unfortunate. I thought the least they deserved was to go to extra time at Preston. Very solid. You know, they changed the shape to play three at the back. They matched up with Preston the first time they've played three at the back. So whether they go that against us on Saturday after watching what Coventry did last week, we don't know. But no, again, in the same way against Coventry, although they play differently, you know, they've been very resolute defensively, you know, lost, you know, very few goals, but not scored that many as well. But I also know in Irwin, who I give his debut to at Motherwell, he's a technically very, very good player. Little Mackay up front as well, scored lots of goals in Scotland. So they've got threats, there's no doubt about that. But we've got to make sure we start the game better than we did last week. First 20, 25 minutes, we were playing in the wrong areas. But you've got to give credit for Coventry for how they went about their game, and they were excellent first half hour. I think before half time we saw signs that, you know, we could get back into it. And then, you know, looking at it again, I thought, you know, the turning point was obviously the sending off, which, you know, probably looks reasonable. But prior to the sending off, we've got 4 or 5 really good chances, and you could tell it. We second half was very, very good, you know, against 11 men and against 10 men. So we wanted to take that sort of kind of tempo into the game on Saturday.
Thank you very much.
People say two of the goals were penalties, but you have to be attacking and getting in the box to get the penalties.
Yeah, that's right. It's a good point. I mean, what we asked Billy and Geordie to mix the games up, and Marsh, to be honest, to get beyond sometimes. And, you know, just it's pleasing when, you know, things that you sort of discuss and talk about, then they come to fruition, because that's an area part we wanted Billy to get in. We wanted to mix it up, come short, go beyond. We knew the boy Turnbull, it was his first game, we're probably tired in that area of the park. And, you know, it was a great take, good pass. And we then stretched the game after the first half hour, because first 15, 20 minutes, we couldn't get out. They were on swarming all over us. But because we've stretched the game, Vincent then can bring out the ball under no pressure and pick a lovely pass, good run, penalty, goal, 10 men. And likewise, Josh's it's good possession, and we go forward and drive into the box. So, yeah, both Stonewall penalty kicks, and both deservedly so. I think with Billy's, you would think he would have gone on to score. Probably not Josh, because he's just going down the steps. Josh wouldn't have scored, but at least he got us a penalty.
How pleased have you been with how quickly the new players have gelled and integrated into the squad?
Yeah, it's early days, but I'm really pleased. I mean, not only, you know, we've got a complete new staff as well as players. You know, obviously there's a lot of good pros, I've said before here. But the players are getting to know each other, but they're also getting to know the staff, because, you know, nearly everybody went, and we're even getting to know each other at times. So I think it's full credit to the players that they've knuckled down, took on board what we've been asking of them, and gone out and played, you know, to a good level, and we just need to continue it now. It's been a good start, but that's all it is. We know every game the expectation rises. You know, people will be coming expecting, like they did against Coventry, understand the frustrations at half time because we didn't play particularly well. But, you know, we need the fans with us all the time, and, you know, sometimes the fans can lift the players, sometimes the players' performance can lift the fans, and it's a team ethic.
And Oldham, I know you said you watched them in the week. Obviously, the league results so far, they've been very good defensively. They've just struggled to score a little bit, just the one goal, which was an OG. Mm.
It was, yeah. The boy Barnett for Bury last week. In fact, I was speaking to the Oldham chairman in midweek at the game, and they were trying to get Barnett. They're trying to sign him, and Bury nipped in and scored. I think it's their only league goal. He's their top scorer at the moment. But, no, listen, well-drilled, well-organised, some good pros in there. Clark at the back's excellent. Boy Green in middle park, good energy. So, no, I thought they did really well at Preston, and they were unlucky not to get it to extra time, definitely. So they'll have seen the game against Coventry. I would imagine they'll come and press us and try to stop us playing. But we've got to be brighter and playing the right areas. And, you know, we're looking forward to it to be a really tough challenge again.